The videotape of Osama bin Laden released yesterday suggests he knew a great deal about plans for the September 11th attacks. The video followed the release of excerpts from the Al-Qaeda Operations Manual by the Justice Department last week, a manual that tells bin Laden's agents how to plan terrorist attacks. The instructions are both basic and sophisticated, and clearly adapted to American society. NPR's Barbara Bradley reports.
The manual was found in the computer of an Al-Qaeda member in Manchester, England. It is written for those young men who yearn to return to Allah and wage a holy war for Islam. Its message is stark.
The confrontation that we are calling for does not know Socratic debates nor Platonic ideals, but it knows the dialogue of bullets, the ideals of assassination, bombing, and destruction, and the diplomacy of the cannon and machine gun.
The manual is poetic, laced with religious stories and wisdom from the Quran, but it is also practical. Lesson 3, producing false documents. Lesson 5, speaking in code. Lesson 7, buying guns. Lesson 9, resisting interrogation.
It's Spy 101.
That's Larry Johnson, a former counterterrorism expert at the CIA. He and others say the manual is at least a decade old. And when you strip away the religious verse, he says, the straightforward ideas echo those of the Soviet KGB.
It wasn't the creation of bin Laden. He wasn't sitting in the cave and then had a moment of insight and said, hey, let's do this. Rather, they were building up on the work of someone else. They adapted it to their own purpose.
In Lesson 8, the manual says it is essential to blend in, a lesson heeded by the 19 hijackers.
Have a general appearance that does not indicate Islamic orientation. Beard, toothpick, book, long shirt, small Quran. Be careful not to mention common expressions such as, may Allah reward you, or peace be upon you, while arriving and departing.
The manual goes further. Citing the advice of Islamic prophets, it notes that forbidden acts are sometimes permitted to infiltrate the enemy. So, for example, some of the 19 hijackers frequented bars and strip joints. They met in Las Vegas, and they refrained from openly praying and fasting. Robert Blitzer, the FBI's former counterterrorism chief, says they studied and exploited the fabric of American society.
Look, these guys are well aware of how porous our borders are, how open our society is. They know exactly what to expect from the legal system if they get caught. So they know really how to work the system.
Within months, the hijackers were able to embark on Lesson 11, Finding America's Weaknesses.
General Mahmoud Sheikh Khattab said, the nation that wants to achieve a victory over its enemy must know the enemy very well. It also must know the site of the battle in detail. Those who fight an enemy that they do not know do not win.
The hijackers studied how they could bring maximum destruction on an unsuspecting public. They looked into buying crop dusters, the FBI speculates, to spread chemical agents. They decided to exploit the airline industry, turning jetliners into bombs. And then, Blitzer says, they practiced in a way that's only possible in an open society.
These guys flew the flights that they ultimately crashed into the Trade Center many times. So not only did they test the security at the airports, but they were testing the timing of the flights to make sure that they coincided and that they could conduct their attacks virtually simultaneously.
What's more, the information needed to plan the attacks is readily available. For example, a reading of the Boston Globe would tell the hijackers that security violations at Boston Logan Airport are 3 times the national average. The 2 planes that hit the World Trade Center flew out of Logan. The Al-Qaeda manual notes that it's possible to gather 80% of the information needed about the enemy from public sources, sometimes more. You can find names and photos of political figures, information about public meetings, details about the interior of government buildings. And in the event that an Al-Qaeda agent is caught, Lesson 18 explains how to operate in prison. Bond with other Islamic brothers, it suggests. Resort to a hunger strike, though that tactic sometimes fails. And continue your work from inside.
Take advantage of visits to communicate with brothers outside prison and exchange information that may be helpful to them in their work outside prison. The importance of mastering the art of hiding messages is self-evident here.
Another chapter from the Al-Qaeda manual, one not released by the Justice Department, explains how to resist interrogation. It warns that the U.S. investigators use a good cop, bad cop technique. It informs the terrorists that a detainee cannot be held indefinitely and that he has a right to a court-appointed lawyer. Chris Kolesnik used to be the Senate Judiciary Committee's terrorism expert.
These are little tricks of the trade, little stratagems that push the envelope with respect to our legal system. Criminals have been doing it forever. Why can't terrorists?
The manual says that not everyone has the temperament to follow the mission to the very end.
The member should have a calm personality that allows him to endure psychological traumas, such as those involving bloodshed, murder, arrest, imprisonment, and reverse psychological traumas, such as killing one or all of his organization's comrades.
Often, the manual notes, the members will not be told when their end would come. That much is indicated in the videotape of Osama bin Laden, released yesterday. Bin Laden says the men selected for the hijacking knew they would be martyrs. But, he added, we did not reveal the operation to them until just before they boarded the planes. Gerald Post, who was a psychological profiler at the CIA for 21 years, says this fits.
That jibes very well with the manual because the manual regularly emphasizes the need to know principle, that only the information that is necessary for any member should be shared with him, and that will prevent him from giving up that information if he is caught in an interrogation.
Post says what's most fascinating about this manual is what it says about Al-Qaeda as an entity.
This is a learning organization. It is highly adaptive. It regularly reviews when things go well and when things don't go well.
When they don't go well, he says, they learn from their mistakes. The first time Al-Qaeda tried to sink a U.S. Navy ship, it failed. The second time, it blew a hole in the USS Cole. The first time Al-Qaeda tried to blow up the World Trade Center, it caused significant but not total damage. The next time, it used jetliners. Barbara Bradley, NPR News, Washington.